Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us right now as he does each week at this time. He is, of course, the editor at ETFtrends.com, a website that not only gives you a look into how he picks trending ETFs, but also gives you insight into what's happening in the ETF world. Basically, everything from soup to nuts, whether it's new funds, issues that are closing and changing, what's happening in management, and much, much more. If you want to learn all about it, the website is ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
ETF Industry Exposure and Financial Services ETF, ticker symbol TETF.
TETF. It is the ETF Industry Exposure and Financial Services ETF. This is a very new fund, so we're not going to have 200-day moving averages or anything else. And to me, this is, it's not an ETF of ETFs. That's not what anybody should take from the name. But I kind of am flummoxed by the name, because if you say I want an ETF of ETF companies, I'd call that a financial services ETF. So why this fund, the ETF industry exposure, why ETF industry exposure and financial services? Or is there something I'm missing here?
No, not at all. Well, you touched on a few things, Chuck. First of all, it is a new ETF. And as always, when with new ETFs, it takes a little bit going, it takes a little bit to garner new assets. Obviously, it takes some time to get a trend line and a 200-day average. So those are one of the things we'll wait for sure. This ETF is compiled, if you're watching the ETF industry grow and you feel that this trend in growing assets, now $3 trillion are in ETF assets here in the U.S., and if you feel that's going to continue and you want to maybe put your saddle on top of some of the companies that are benefiting from this growth, this is one of those ETFs to consider. So, as you point out, it's not an ETF of ETFs. It's not even an ETF of ETF companies. There are some publicly traded ETF companies, but there aren't that many. But there are companies that have a portion of their business dedicated to ETFs, like BlackRock, for example. There are other companies like big brokerage companies like Charles Schwab where, in fact, there are more ETF assets custodied at Charles Schwab accounts than any other brokerage company in the world. So that's another way to maybe benefit from the growing popularity of ETFs and the profitability that comes with it. So there are service companies for sure that are a part of it too, you know, something to consider. Their banks, their service companies. There are the NASDAQ, for example, where a lot of ETF companies are housed and available for trading. That's publicly traded. That's part of it. So when you think about this ETF, you think about the companies that are the main part of the ETF ecosystem, publicly traded, and that go through certain screeners in order to be able to make it to be a part of this index. Very, very innovative. There are a lot of investors and institutions that are trying to be a part of the ETF growth. And here's a way for the average investor to say, geez, you know what, if this continues over the next 10 or 20 years, kind of like we watch the mutual fund industry grow, this might be a decent investment over time.
That being the case, if you already have exposure to financial services, and a lot of people do, why would you go at this fund? And again, we're saying we want to wait until this fund gets a little bit more critical mass because it currently only has a couple of million bucks in it. But wouldn't this be overlap, or where does your money come from to take a flyer on a fund like this?
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. I was having a meeting today with a college student who over the summer is working for a brokerage company. And part of his job is actually to help his boss make phone calls so his boss can get people on the phone to talk to him about particular stocks that they cover and hopefully get them to do a transaction. Basically, you know, selling stock ideas, getting transactions, and getting paid on those transactions. I mean, Chuck, this sounds like something from the 1960s. So I'm not going to tell you the name of the business, but it's a pretty well-known brokerage company. That model is archaic. If that company is in the financial services index or part of the allocation that you have within, let's just say, even the S&P 500, I don't want to invest in that company. I want to invest in financial services companies that are current, relevant, and that type of thing. I mean, the great thing about index investing is it's diversified. However, as you know, even the S&P 500 doesn't make that many changes every year. So if you want to have more of an allocation in financial services that's modern, forward-thinking, embracing technology, understanding current economic trends, this might be something to consider.
You also have that side that says, hey, financial services might get hit the next time there's a downturn, but the ETF companies, they're kind of agnostic to it, right? They're just building stuff based off of the index. They're not necessarily going to see the kind of outflows that the fund companies will.
To be fair, when an S&P 500 ETF goes down, it goes down the same amount as the S&P 500. Does that mean that people are going to sell? We don't know. On the last decline and even during the financial crisis, ETFs did not see redemptions the way mutual funds have, and mutual funds continued to see redemptions for many, many years where ETFs saw growth. I think, and I probably agree with you, if people are concerned about the high price of equities right now, they're probably looking for alternatives that are in the ETF space, whether it be fixed income or even hedge strategies that are now available in the ETFs.
Well, it's an interesting fund. It is a fund to watch, people, not necessarily fun to buy. A little too new for that, but an interesting fund to watch. It is the ETF Industry Exposure and Financial Services ETF, ticker TETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's the site you want to go to if you want to check out his work. On Twitter at ETF Trends, and he's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. What a great way to start the August 10th edition of Money Life, but we've got lots more to go. So settle back and relax. This is Money Life, and we'll be right back.